Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The moment so many of us have been waiting for, season 4 of The Traitors on Peacock. Get into it. If you don't already watch this show, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but you're failing. Okay, The Traitors is one of the funnest shows on reality TV. It is amazing. So, I do not know a lot of the cast members for season 4 because it's a lot of Big Brother and Survivor people, and I don't watch either of those shows, but I do really enjoy getting to know Survivor contestants, former Survivor contestants, and former Big Brother contestants, but that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about who I think will win, who I think has a chance, who I think will be a finalist, and who I want to get voted the fuck off the show in episode 1 at the very first banishment. Okay, so up top I got Dorinda Medley from The Real Housewives of New York fame. Dorinda had amazing one-liners. I made it nice. How are you doing? Not great, bitch. Or not well, bitch. But Dorinda is like an alcoholic, in my opinion. And she's really, really, really mean and nasty when she's drunk and upset. She makes for great TV, but I can't believe she still hasn't gotten it together. It's like, how long are you going to act a fool? Like, you're not in your 20s, or not in your 30s, or not in your 40s. What's happening, right? So Dorinda, I think, was just way too tight. She was way too hurt about getting voted off early and having Bob the drag queen not know who she is. Does she think she's Angelina Jolie? Does she think she's Timothy Chalamet? Leonardo DiCaprio? Beyonce? Who does she think she is? If I didn't watch Real Housewives of New York when she was on it, I wouldn't know who the fuck she is. She's part of the Bravo-verse. She's a Bravo-lebrity. Keyword Bravo. If you don't watch the channel... You don't know who any of these people are. So I don't know why she thinks she's more famous than she is. I don't know why she's back. Oh my God. I want her to go. Because I feel like she feels entitled to be on this show. And that's not how this show works. You get voted off of The Traitors for endless reasons. She needs to get over it. She needs to get over herself. Because I'm over Dorinda. She makes for great TV, as I said. And I hope she has a meltdown or some meltdowns while she is on season 4. But there's something very thirsty and pathetic about her coming back. So for that reason, I want her voted off first. But as I'm saying this, I'm like, no, I want to have a Dorinda crash out scene before she gets voted off. So actually, scratch that. I want Dorinda to be voted off after she has one of her signature crash outs. Next, I got Lisa Rinna. Lisa makes my skin crawl. She's a former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. She needs to be voted off first. Now that I moved where I had my list, I want Lisa to be voted off first. The way that Lisa came for Yolanda with the Munchausen claim and, like, it was just too much. Lisa was just trying to stay on the show. It was really gross and disgusting, and I can't support her. I can't endorse anything that she's behind because I just think she'll do anything for the cameras, so she needs to get voted the fuck off the show. Next, we got Candace Dillard Bassett. She is of Real Housewives of Potomac fame. So I have not seen Candace on Real Housewives of Potomac, but I do listen to Candace's podcast. It's called Undomesticated. I highly recommend it. I think that Candace should win. But I think that she could be too spicy to have too many allies in the castle. You know, I think that Candace is going to gain a huge mainstream fan base because she is so incredibly funny. She's so witty. She's so quick. Like, the jokes just ooze out of her effortlessly. The punchlines. So I think that Candace is going to be a breakout star, and I think that Candace is going to be the Black Gabby Windy watch. So Gabby Windy went on the Traitors. She got like a million plus followers. She's hosting a show for Alex Cooper, the host of Call Her Daddy. She's hosting a reality show. I think it's going to be on Hulu. Like, all Gabby did was she was a former bachelor contestant. Then she was a bachelorette. Then she wasn't really doing anything after the Bachelor franchise. She goes on the Traitors and shows that she is absolutely hysterical and likable, and she knows how to slay. She knows how to dress down. She was serving looks. So I think she got the gays on board. The gay men on board. She has the lesbians on board because she's a lesbian. She has the straights behind her. She's just so funny. Like, I need to listen to her podcast because she's so funny. And then she had that viral clip about not wanting to do meetings and have any work to do early in the day. Like, she is a star breakout queen. And I do see that in the cards for Candace, because I think that Candace is just as funny as Gabby, just in a different way. Next on my list, I have that Mark, these are the people that I think would make good traitors. So I only have two people on this list, because I didn't put too much thought into it. So one person I think would make a really good traitor is Mark Ballas. He is, I don't know if I'm saying his last name correctly, he's one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars. He was paired with Whitney Levitt of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives this past season. Anyway, so Mark, I think, would be a really great traitor because he's sassy. And I feel like he's sassy, he's sensitive, he's emotional. Like, he's just going to be a volatile, reckless traitor, I think, and so that's why I want to see him in that role. Next, I have Michael Rapaport. I think that Michael was born to be a traitor. Michael is one of the reasons why I'm excited to see this season, because Michael is incredibly annoying, incredibly loud, rude.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Rude, disrespectful, just an asshole through and through. And that's why he makes for really great TV. Like, I could see Michael being another breakout star. He's already fairly well known, but for those who don't know him, I could see him being a breakout star because he has a larger-than-life personality, and that can go very far on the Traitors. So next, I have that Ron Funches. He is a Black comedian. I say that he's going to be friends with everyone. So I think he might last long. Like, he's likable. He's low-key. He's funny. He's chill. He used to be fat. He lost a lot of weight. I remember he had a joke about, like, something about, like, wanting to suck dick for a burger or something. I know I'm misquoting him, but I'm a fan of his comedy. I haven't really seen him in a role like this where he's himself. I've just seen him in like little comedy sketches and his stand-up. So I think he's likable. I think he could last long. And I don't want to see him in a traitor role. I don't want to see like a vicious side of Ron. He just seems too nice. Next I have Tara Lipinski. She is an Olympic figure skater. I like her. I think she has a great personality. I think she's cute. She's fun. But I think she's too emotional to be a traitor. I also could predict that she's probably a bad liar. But she is funny, and she does kind of resemble Gabby Windey, and I do think that the show could do good things for her career and visibility like it did for Gabby. So I think we have a white Gabby Windey, and then I think we have a black Gabby Windey, which is Candace. So next up I have Johnny Weir. He is a gay Olympic figure skater. I think he might be the new Bob the Drag Queen, but he's too shy to fully be like a white Bob the Drag Queen this season, so I don't think he's going to last long because he just doesn't seem to have the most outgoing personality. Johnny Weir is who I'm talking about, and politics are huge, and Johnny doesn't seem to be much of a leader. He seems like more of a follower, and like he'll be easily led and misled and manipulated, and you're disposable on the traitors when you don't like bring conspiracy theories about who you think it might be. Like, it makes you seem like a faithful, even though traitors like to plant fake stories about who they think is a traitor to get everybody suspicious. And then next, last but not least, I'm going to go to who I think will be the finalists. And remember, I do not know many of the survivors and many of the Big Brother people. So I think that Portia Williams of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, I think that Portia is the new Dolores from last season. So Dolores was always voting for the wrong person as a traitor. And Dolores was just kind of there. She didn't make enemies. She didn't really make enemies. She didn't necessarily make friends. She just was like very under the radar. And she lasted. And when you think about it, maybe one of the reasons why she lasted is because she was always voting wrong. So people just felt like there's no way she's a traitor and this stupid. So I could see Portia being the new Dolores. Just not being smart, voting wrong, and getting very, very far in the competition. That's how you get very far on the traitor sometimes. Dolores proved that. Getting all the way to the end and winning. So yes, I do think Portia might be a finalist. Next on my list, I have Donna Kelsey, Travis Kelsey, and Jason Kelsey's mother. I think she might win. Nobody knows who the fuck this woman is. Donna Kelsey is the only cast member similar to Dylan Efron last year, and he also won. People don't know who she is, so they can't use her misbehavior on past seasons of any show against her. She doesn't have any legacy as a public figure other than she's Travis and Jason's mom. Nobody knows who she is or what she's about. I don't know why the hell she's on this show. Obviously, Travis, Kelsey, and Taylor Swift are going to watch this season, which is pretty funny. And hopefully, Travis Kelsey and Jason Kelsey will talk about it on their podcast. That's really smart of them to do. They're going to get more listeners. And they could bring their mom on the podcast to talk about it. But anyway, I think that it's really to your benefit when people don't know who the fuck you are as far as the fellow traitors. Like, this show is not about the public voting, which I wish we could do. I really do. Like, some people I would love to be able to vote their asses off the show. This is about who else is on the cast with you, and it's to your benefit when people don't know who you are, because then you could be whoever you want to be. People aren't automatically suspicious about you. She's also older, and older people seem to fare well on the Traitors as well. I think people are afraid of looking ageist, so I think you're kind of guaranteed to last when you're older. Last for a bit longer, but I just think she might take it. I wouldn't be surprised if she wins. I wouldn't be surprised if Portia wins. Yeah, Portia and Donna Kelsey are my votes for people who will be finalists at minimum, if not winners. And then I also think at least someone from Survivor and someone from Big Brother will also be a finalist and possibly win. There's one way for us to find out how off target I am or how correct I am. And that is when season 4 premieres on Peacock, September 6th. I'm seated. I'm sat. I will be covering this damn show like I always do because I love it. All right, y'all, that's it. Happy New Year to all my lovers out there. Lovers / listeners, Happy New Year. I wish you so much amazing, so many amazing milestones this year. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.